It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Federal investigators are beginning their work on last night's deadly plane crash. It happened in a suburb of Buffalo, New York. A Continental Airlines commuter plane crashed into a house. All 49 people on board were killed, along with one person in the house. Earlier today, Steve Chelender of the National Transportation Safety Board briefed reporters. Reporter Eileen Buckley of member station WBFO is covering this story. She joins us live from Buffalo. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, I know you were near the scene of the crash. What did you see?
Well, initially when I arrived before midnight Friday morning, you could only see some smoke in the very dark skies above billowing out from a distance away, several blocks away from this rural area where it crashed into this home. So that's all you could see, and that's about as close as you could get. They were not letting us any closer. So we were taken to a town hall area in Clarence, and that's where we were placed. So as far as seeing much on the scene, that was about it. What we've heard from witnesses is the flames could be seen for miles, that they saw this, you know, red sky light up after they heard the sounds of the explosion when the plane actually crashed into the home. And right now, there are still 9 fire departments on the scene battling hot spots. They were also concerned with a natural gas leak that's on the scene, and they're working with the National Fuel Gas Company here in this region to try to contain that. So right now, it's a very hot spot area is what they're calling it. With the light of day now, they're able to see the debris field. They've described it as very small. They said so far they only see as what they suspected in the overnight hours, that it was only one structure. That home is completely destroyed by the crash, but there is very little damage to the houses in the area nearby.
Now, you were at a briefing earlier today with investigators that we just mentioned. What are they saying about how soon they'll know more?
Well, of course, it's too early to tell, and because of that hot spot, because it's so difficult right now to get in there and examine some of the things and begin to perform extrications of the remains or the fuselage, they are not ready to say anything other than they're gathering their teams here. They have 14 members from the National Transportation Safety Board that are arriving here, and they're getting into place, and they're being debriefed right now by the state police and the Erie County Emergency Service people that have been on the scene since it happened Thursday evening. And that's where they're at right now. They told us it's too early for black box recorders, cockpit and voice data recorders to be recovered at this time. And they still have not released the manifest to the public of the passengers that were on the flight.
Right. Although, of course, some of those names are coming out, but we'll leave it at the fact that officially no names have been released at this point in time.
That's correct.
So, as you say, all the local officials have gathered. I mean, just a last, we just have a few seconds here, but it's a sort of, you know, we've had a plane crash that was averted, or at least there was everyone survived. This was, a pretty stunning turn of events, I think, especially there in that area. You talk about the flames that look like a fireball.
Right. It is everyone that we've talked to so far from the, the local investigators that have been on the scene that saw the crash or that saw the aftermath of the fire of the crash, and any nearby residents that's watched the flames cannot believe that it didn't touch off more of that area, that more wasn't damaged from it, because it was just so massive at the time, the way the flames looked and the way this whole thing was engulfed of 5,000 pounds of fuel.
Very, very lucky for those who survived the surrounding areas, but very sad story. Reporter Eileen Buckley, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Eileen Buckley is with member station WBFO in Buffalo, New York. She's covering last night's crash of a Continental Airlines commuter flight.